We're continuing our profiles of the candidates running in the runnings around here for the provincial election coming up in a couple of weeks now. We're joined on the line right now by Scott Sinclair. He is the UCP candidate in Legislative Lake. Yes, first of all, Scott, thanks for taking time to join us here today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Kyle, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, so the main thing we want to kind of start off with today is, of course, what exactly made you kind of sort of decide to run in this provincial election here?
I don't know if we have quite enough radio time for me to get into it, but the most simplistic answer would be I deeply care about the community I grew up in, and I want to give back to the region that's been so good to me. I also believe that people in politics could use probably a fresher face and maybe a younger voice. I'm 38 years old, and I've got a young family, and I deeply encourage any people in our age group to run for office, volunteer, coach teams, and try and give back to our communities, because I think we've all had in every one of our small towns in northern Alberta other people sort of trailblaze for us, and those people are either aged out or passed on, but they've done a good job of laying the groundwork for people in our age group. So I think it's our turn, and I believe those who step forward do the work, and I've always been the type of person who believes, if I'm going to say something, we try and say the right thing and do the right thing, and we fulfill our duties. And I was brought up with a good sense of that, especially I've had some really unique leaders in my life have a very lasting effect on me. So that's probably the shortest answer I can give on live radio, Kyle, but hopefully that satisfies our viewers.
Anyhow, the riding of Lesser Slave Lake got obviously the towns of Slave Lake and High Prairie and, you know, several other smaller communities around there. As you've kind of gone around in this sort of campaign here, what are some things that you've sort of heard from people about what they want to see addressed?
Well, the top three issues when we knock on doors and when we speak to regular hardworking folks is protecting our way of life. And I think that's one of the clear-cut differences between the two parties. Is we have one party that's about control, control over your paychecks, control over how you raise our kids, control over our education, and control over our way of life, quite frankly. And then we have another party, the UCP that I'm running for, that believes that the people we trust most with your money is you. And we want to lower taxes. And we believe, you know, if you talk about affordability, we have a provincial government that refuses to call out its federal counterpart and Justin Trudeau and repeal the carbon tax. That literally is a tax on everything we touch. Groceries, it's one third of our utilities bill. And, you know, we just don't believe that you can say that on Monday that you care so much about people and hardworking families, and then on Tuesday you're supporting such anti-Alberta legislation. So, and we also believe that we have the right plan for the economy, and we want to remind people that the NDP, instead of listening to what they're saying, let's just remember what they did when they were in power in northern Alberta, which was destroy jobs, raise taxes 97 times, chase away 183,000 jobs, and create a lot of 50,000, I think they created out of nowhere, administrative, mostly public sector jobs that probably maybe didn't need to exist, while simultaneously chasing away investment and destroying our oil and gas and trying to unionize farmers. But basically, like I said, a lot of anti-Alberta, specifically anti-rural Alberta policies. The other misconception is some of the MythBuster things that we're trying to tell people about. We are not coming after anybody's pensions. Your CPP is safe. You will not pay out of pocket for health care. Your health care will not be privatized. So I just wanted to make that clear as well.
And certainly one of the big sort of topics in this election is certainly the economy, and obviously, you know, helping it to sort of recover from what happened with the pandemic, and obviously inflation and cost of living is certainly top of mind for a lot of people right now. What are kind of some things that you'd like to see happen for, I guess, sort of helping improve the economy in the region?
I think work on some more of the fiscal policies that our government's already working on. One of the big announcements right out of the gate was announcing a tax cut. If you're under $60,000 per household income, You'll save 20% on your taxes. And then if you're above that, you could save $760 per year. So if you have good fiscal policy, like I said before, we believe that the person we trust the most with your hard-earned money is you. And we want you to have the most of your hard-earned paychecks that you get. There's nothing worse than working, 20 extra hours of overtime, and you go to look at your paycheck and it feels like 80% of it's gone to taxes. So I like to joke with people, all your overtime goes towards Justin Trudeau. So we'd like to make sure that people keep more of their hard-earned money to begin with. And then we want to continue with our smart fiscal discipline so that we can continue to battle inflation and bring down the cost of living for all of Albertans. And one of the other ways is, of course, embracing our existing economy, helping out our oil and gas sectors, and making sure people have access to good-paying jobs. The last thing we want is to implement these crazy Justin Trudeau, anti-Alberta, his policies where he's going to try destroying jobs. People want access to good-paying jobs. We need to embrace our lumber industry, our mills, our forestry, our farmers, and our oil and gas, so people can to have jobs that pay the bills.
Certainly, the region around here is certainly a very large and diverse region, and there have been some concerns that have come up before about the people not to have a concern about their sort of concerns sort of being kind of addressed by their representatives, I guess. So what can you kind of bring to the table when it comes to sort of being a voice for the region?
I think that's one of the reasons, the main reasons that I won the nomination is I went around listening to as many people as possible, but I truly believe I'm the best overall candidate for our region. I believe I can be a beacon of hope. I am visibly Indigenous. I grew up that way, but I also have a unique perspective where I grew up right in town of Slate Lake. So I can see things from all sides of the fence. I'm not just going to represent one group of people. I'm going to represent the entire region. And my greatest skill set in business, sports, with my family has always been my ability to lead and collaborate with people. And my plan is not just to win a seat here. My plan is to do my best to get into cabinet in the inner circle. And it's more than just showing up to parades and listening in on meetings. We have to deliver results that we can see. So I would like to go there and lobby government, like I said, infiltrate the inner circle, for lack of a better term, because we need more roads. We need to build bridges here. We need to have nicer schools. And I can be a voice for Northern Alberta because I think we're largely forgotten about. And I'd like to reinstill trust that if we elect the proper leaders, we can get back to representing our constituencies first and our party second. And that's what I intend to do.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little kind of personal question in there to kind of lighten the mood a bit. Now, I know things have been certainly very busy for you in the campaign, but on those kind of rare moments where you have a little bit of a personal downtime, what are some things that you're doing to kind of take off a little bit of the edge of the campaign, if you will?
Oh, that's a great question, Kyle. And for those who know me, I'm a huge, huge hockey guy. I grew up playing and coaching. I moved away in Saskatchewan to play junior hockey. So right now, I'm all in on the Oilers, and it's very difficult for me to take my playoff hat off and focus on campaigning sometimes. But I would say definitely I'm a huge Oiler fan. But I also, I'm married to my wife, Chantelle, is also from Slave Lake, and we have two little girls, and they're both at an extremely fun age. My oldest daughter, Sloan, is 10, and my youngest daughter, Ryan, is 6. And they're amazing because they keep me grounded, and they're at that age where it's still so much fun to hang out with them outside. So anytime I feel a little stressed out or overwhelmed by the pressures of trying to do all this, they keep me grounded. At the end of the day, you can go home and they don't give two hoots about healthcare or education or the economy. They just want to hang out with their dad. So that's definitely the way that I try and try and embrace that downtime.
All right. Well, certainly sounds like you got a lot going on for you there. Scott Sinclair, the UCP candidate for Lesser Slave Lake, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. And before I go, I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of our amazing firefighters and first responders. And I wish nothing but the best for everybody in the region. And hopefully we can get through this together, and that everybody just be kind to one another and try and be patient. And while we rebuild our communities like we always do. Thank you very much.